Yes. Let us simply and effortlessly drop into our bodies. It's almost like free falling. We're in the mind most of the time, and we're changing our center of gravity. We're lowering it. Just gently free falling into the body, expanding into the body. Allowing your consciousness to not have to be focused in one place. Allowing your consciousness to be in its true form, which is as space. As all the space within you, all the space of your aura. Allowing yourself to even feel all the space around you, in the space where you are, in the room where you are. Being aware of all that space, of all of your aura, of all of your body, every part of it. Like you just need to stop trying to focus. You can feel your feet and your head at the same time if you stop trying to feel your feet and your head. Just feel it all. Feel how there is a movement. You are alive. You are energy in motion. There are so many different flows happening within you. There are flows of liquids, flows of cells, flows of energies. Some are moving fast, some are moving slow. It's also an energy flow that connects you all the way to the heart of God and all the way to the heart of Gaia. Without losing your ability to be aware of your body and your aura and the space around you, also become aware of your central line. It's like a tube of light from your crown to your root that sends out all the way down to the core of the earth and all the way up to the heart of source, to the heart of creation. Your heart is the bridge in the center. Yeah. Have fun working on this. Don't let the mind try to over-focus on one thing. Feel the central line. Feel the heart as the bridge. Feel the connection high above and way below. Feel the flow of this energy on top of all the other flows that you feel in the physical and energetic bodies. Within that tube of light, you have an even deeper level of being, where you have the golden thread of your hairline. Feeling how that golden thread, so delicate, so light, connects to your soul seat, top of your chest, just below the collarbone, where all the deepest longings of your soul are. And that thread goes down to the Tantian below your belly button. The Tantian through which you pull up the resources, the physical resources you need to accomplish your soul longing. Just feeling that golden thread, so light, of your intent, of the deepest intent in you. Feeling that line go all the way into the molten core of the earth. A lot of the, well, each of the character structures are related to being stuck in a negative intent, a double bind, I want this, but I'm afraid of this, or I want that, but I can't get it. Those kind of if, then, but therefore that we worked on a couple of months ago. So understanding you deciding here and now. You deciding here and now. Your positive intent. To be here now. To heal. To become whole. To align your intent with your soul's intent, to be willing to live in alignment with the truth. Oh, how interesting. I'm just about to talk about the Course Star and it's just activating just from saying that. Your willingness to live in alignment with the truth that you are a spiritual being. You are a spiritual being that has come here on a mission. Let yourself feel that even deeper level of your being, slowly honing into your core star, above your belly button, deep inside of you, deeper than the aura, deeper than the hairline. The purest level, your pure divine essence. God essence that wants to create for the pleasure of creating, that wants to expand and go into the world for the pleasure of transforming energy, of spiritualizing matter, of bringing into the physical world the deepest, deepest levels of love. The desire to create heaven on earth. All right, beautiful. With an intentional movement and with a beautiful inhale, you bring up some of the energy of your core star into your heart. You just bring up that pure essence into your heart. And you exhale and allow it to expand as rays everywhere around you. Inhaling that core essence energy into the heart, into the sacred heart space. Exhaling it, allowing it to float through, to flow into that central line of light, into that central tube. The bridge, the heart is the bridge. It's the connector. I'll do this a couple more times. Your intention is all that matters for this work. The power of your imagination will make whatever you intend be real within you. Inhaling that beautiful core star energy. Inhaling that energy into the sacred heart space. Exhale, simply allowing it to flow. Some of it flows down. Flows down, feeds the lower chakras, flows down into the earth. Inhaling the core star energy into the heart, exhaling, allowing it to flow through the line, allowing it to flow upwards. Core star energy looks like a big star. And I want us to use the purity and the frequency of that deepest level of your being tonight in order to start really activating and expanding the seed. There is a seed deep in the brain, in the middle of the brain. It is the seed through which the celestial body can become very developed. It's like a muscle almost. Like you'd have to, not a muscle, but think of it as something that is like a muscle. It allows you to do something. And what your celestial body is all about is about feeling divine bliss. Right? Your third eye is a feeling center. It is related to feeling the love that goes way beyond personal love and goes way beyond human love. We're talking like universal love. Not just your ability to love beings from other planets, way beyond that. Your ability to know by pure feeling the divine bliss of creation. It is a celebration. It is a celebration of life. Everything is always becoming something else. Nothing ever really dies. Nothing is ever really destroyed. So with that core star energy, just have a little bit of fun right now. I want you to imagine that you can bring the high frequency energy of your core star. Bring a little bit of it up into the center of your brain. One more time, it's like imagine that you're like kind of like in the center of your brain and you're kind of pulling up from that deeper level of your being. You're pulling up some of the energy of the core star. You're pulling up into the center of your brain. Your pure, individuated God essence. Maybe it has a color. Maybe it's just a feeling. However it wants to show up right now, have fun. A very, very specific place we want to hone in tonight is directly in the center of the brain. Directly in the pineal gland. And in the pituitary glands, they're all connected together. But often the pituitary glands, we feel them better when we practice exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. But just imagine you're pulling up that pure individuated God essence that you are into the center of the brain, into the pineal gland. Pure food, pure divine food. We're just pulling in more and more. It's almost like the more we pull it in, the more it starts forming like a, almost like a little ball of light, like a little sphere. I want to give you a little trick to be able to really, really feel super clearly where your pineal gland is. I want you to practice this little movement. You inhale into the center of the brain. And when you exhale, I want you to exhale out of the crown and the bridge of the nose at the same time and notice how you feel where the pineal gland is super well when you do that. So inhaling into the center of the brain. Exhaling out of the bridge of the nose and the crown at the same time. And use that as your gauge to make sure that when you're inhaling, you are inhaling into the pineal gland. Now that you can feel where it is. Inhaling center of brain, nice and slow. Like a ball of light full of core star energy. Exhaling, bringing the attention towards the crown and the bridge of the nose. And by doing that, it's like, it's also slowly, slowly starting to expand the ball of light just a little bit each time. Inhaling, connecting to that core star energy within that sphere of light around the pineal gland. Exhaling out of the crown and the bridge of the nose. This might seem like you're trying to do a whole bunch of stuff at the same time. It only seems complicated to the mind. Don't let your mind be the one trying to do this. We don't want the mind thinking it's doing this. We want you, the being, doing this. We don't want you to think you're doing it. We want you to do it. Notice that if it's your consciousness doing this, you are more than able to be aware of the center of the brain, of the inhale movement, of the exhale movement through the bridge of the nose and the crown, while still being able to feel the center of the head. Most of us, I'm pretty sure it's already done, but let's just ask for full activation of the seed of the celestial body. This is what's in this sphere. This is what's in the pineal gland. Asking for that seed to be fully activated so that it can start germinating. If it's already germinated, so that it can grow bigger. If we had fully developed celestial bodies, it would be very easy to communicate with almost anything in the universe. But more importantly, with a fully developed celestial body, you would never again doubt how unique and special and important you are, how you are a unique part of the whole and you cannot be separated from it. Make sure that you're not like contracting your face, you know, like just make sure everything is super relaxed. Your tongue is floating in your mouth. All the muscles of your face are completely relaxed. All the muscles of your head, like all the muscles over your skull, make sure they're completely relaxed too. No tension as you're working on expanding this energy from the pineal gland. Inhaling into that seed. It's like a little seed. It's probably like gold and silver with like, and I've ever seen that like silver and gold that have like hues and like, you know, like kind of like shades of like purple and pink and turquoise and multicolored. Allowing it to activate and expand. Allowing yourself to feel the celestial body. It's the sixth one out. The next one after that is a golden egg. Just allowing, give yourself permission to feel. To understand what it means to feel divine emotions like bliss. To feel divine emotions related to deep gratitude and celebration and awe about what we are, all of us, all of this thing, the whole, the entirety of consciousness. Letting that expand. And just like, just how we were inhaling and kind of pulling up the core star energy up towards the head. Let's now offer the lower chakras. Let's offer them some of this frequency. What would it feel like, my God, for the human part of us to know, like know with a capital K, because it feels it completely. The bliss-like state of knowing that you are loved, that you are safe, that you are an indestructible and unique and loved part of creation. That you have come here on a mission of healing, of expanding love, and even deeper, of creating more light We are light beings. We are creator beings. So imagine that we can just let that flow down so gently and graciously. It's like the finest stream. Somehow, like, you know, diamond energy is coming in. I don't know why, but bring it, sure. The highest frequency crystal there is a diamond. It's almost imagining the brilliance and frequency of a diamond as a ray, as a streamy, watery ray of energy coming from your pineal gland, slowly flowing down, feeling the throat, slowly coming down. Feeding the thymus, slowly coming down, feeding the heart, and now let's flow it down to the human chakras. Let's flow it down as a personal energies, the human energies. Oh, that's nice. Flowing it down gently, ease, grace, loving. It's just a gift. It's like, here's a little bit of bliss. Here's a little bit of remembering who we are and why we're here. Flowing it into the plexus. Flowing it down towards the sacral. The chakra of self-love and self-acceptance. Yes. Lowering it down to the root. Letting it flow down even more. Let it flow all the way down to the heart of the earth. She too is on the same journey. Of awakening to the deeper being that she is. Us doing this is part of that. How she loves it when we accept to embody this level of consciousness and frequency. Just feel it, just feel that divine bliss. It just flows. Of course, we're expanding it into our pineal gland, but it also flows into us from source. It never stops. It never stops flowing. We just don't always feel it because there's a bunch of structures in the way. It doesn't stop flowing. This is a celebration of you accepting to be a pillar through which the love and the joy and the bliss and the pleasure of divine creation can be anchored into this earth. And be anchored and offered through your heart to everyone around you, to all the other humans. And come back to feeling everything once again. Feel that flow of energy. Feel all the energy centers receiving it. Feel the entire body and all the movements of energies and liquids. Feel the aura. Feel the space you're in. Feel it all. Wow, this pineal gland is so, oof, wow. Keep this trick for you when you, actually I discovered that when I was playing around by inhaling into the center of my head and exhaling out of the bridge of the nose and the crown at the same time, the top of the head and the bridge of the nose at the same time, it really, really helps you feel exactly where the pineal gland is. Good, 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 good. What a yummy place. What a yummy place where the mind can simply rest and receive. Feel how gentle your breath is right now. Feel how calm it is within you. Yeah, just letting the frequency of bliss circulate within you. Bliss is not like, it's not like a big, excited, hyperactive party energy. It's not like that. It's very enveloping and soothing and expansive. Beautiful. Oof. All right. Taking your time. Just slowly, slowly, just moving super softly, super softly.